I don't think it would be right to say I'd be going for the FA Cup if we were playing on Saturday, having played on Thursday. I think that would have been nearly impossible with the fatigue level that the players were under, and I think you could see that and QPR players, because Harry tried to play the best team he could, four games on the trot, and it didn't work, and they ended up losing to Sheffield United 3-0. So it shows that when everybody keeps saying, well, keep playing your best team, realistically it's not the done thing, because there's that much fatigue kicks into the players today that they couldn't raise a gallop, obviously, and Sheffield United took advantage of that. So I think playing the team, because we've 4 or 5 days rest, means they've had a sufficient recovery time to get out there and go for the game against Everton. And bearing in mind, it's rather strange playing an FA Cup tie on a Tuesday night, but it has given us a little bit of breathing space between the last game and this one. So we've got a squad that's available to play. Less our African nation players, Alex Song and Keote, and obviously Sacco's got a back injury at the moment that we're still assessing on in regards of how severe or how serious it is. Well, he's being assessed at this moment in time by the specialist in London. I think that he's had all the appropriate scans that needs to have, and I need to sit down and assess the extent of the injury. Has it got any worse than the last time? Is it the same? And that's the obviously when it becomes a back, the delicate. Scenario in the course of direction that we have to take from here on in. So until we get the full diagnosis from the specialist today, we won't know which will be the way forward.
Just the latest on Mauro Zárate. There's been talk as well now that Crystal Palace and a whole host of other clubs are interested in signing him. Do you have any update on the situation at all?
I don't, to be honest with you. I thought it was all done and dusted for QPR. But that doesn't seem to be the case at the moment for whatever reason. So when that's been finally decided, we'll sit down and see what happens from there on.
If he leaves, will that free up a space for you to bring someone in? Is that the way
you're going to play? Well, not so much really. I think that obviously Maro's problem is he's not played enough here and feels that he needs to go and play somewhere else. And thinks that playing somewhere else would be better and be playing more often. I think the problem is with Mauro, if he'd have played better, he'd have played more often than he would have done. So whether he can do that away from here or not, I don't know. But I have no idea about any other club that's showed an interest in him other than QPR. We'll see what the situation is in the next few days, but my focus really at this moment in time is on trying to progress through to the fourth round of the FA Cup, and we'll know the draw by the end of today. So we'll know we're getting the next round, whether that's a spur or not, I don't know.
You've also signed Danelle Henry. What can you tell us about him? Is he one for the future?
The near future, we hope. Danelle was recommended to me personally by Ryan Nelson in his time at Toronto, and as everybody who's got any knowledge in the football world knows that Ryan was my captain at Blackburn Rovers and knows what a fantastic central defender he was himself, and we've had him here on trial, and it seems that he's got great potential, and hopefully he can realise that potential sooner rather than later. We managed to secure a work permit as well, which was good from our point of view. And at 2021, hopefully he could be in the future a fantastic signing for West Ham.
Will his arrival have any impact on Winston Reid? Is that someone who could replace Winston Reid in the future?
Well, there is no future for Winston Reid at West Ham United at the moment, because his contract finishes. The only future for Winston at the moment is his contract finishes in the 30th of June, So he hasn't said that he is going to sign, and he hasn't said that he is or he isn't. But you'd err on the back that he isn't, by the feel of it, by the look of it at this moment in time, by the know-how in the football world that I've been talking to other managers and so on and so forth about the situation. So I would say it's highly unlikely that Winston is going to sign for us based on what people are saying to me.
Have you had any approaches for him this month?
No approaches, no. There's only James Tompkins that twisted his ankle yesterday, so we'll be assessing that today. And I think that obviously the three players away, we've got quite a thin squad at the moment. I think that there's 18 or 19 players in total travelling to Everton, and that's all that's available for the FA Cup game. Well, to be fair, you look at the team, there won't be too many changes, to be fair. And obviously, it's obvious that Mark and Kevin will play a big part in the next games and hopefully re-establish themselves in the team they've been in as much as they would like. I think that's a good one. Matt Jarvis, I think, probably will get a few more games than his. Vaste, so we've got all those players that hopefully will continue our good run of form or performances. Not results recently, sadly, but performances still been very good. And like I said, FA Cup is one we can go for on Tuesday based on the fact we've had 4 or 5 days rest. So it'll be the strongest team we have available playing Everton on Tuesday night. I'm surprised that not when I see the injuries he's had. He didn't have these injuries last year, and when you get a group of injuries as Roberto has got, it causes you massive problems today in the world of football. And I think that overcoming those injuries is a very difficult job to do, particularly when he gets them at the back like we did, you know, and he's had Stones and Distan and Jagielka not available. He's lost that solidarity at the back, and that's where he's started to leak goals, and then the results have obviously haven't gone so well for them. So we hopefully, if there's a lack of confidence there on Tuesday, can take advantage of that.
Sam, with the situation of where you've reached halfway through the season, do you feel that you're able to prioritise the cup a bit more than you have done in previous years?
Well, we prioritised last year. We prioritised the fact that the FA Cup was the least of our concerns last season, because we were in the semi-final of the Capital One Cup, and the Capital One Cup became the most important thing for us in that week. And then after that, we got back to the Premier League, back to getting ourselves out of trouble. So you prioritise everything, anything based on the position you're in, based on the availability of your squad, based on the injuries that you've got, based on all those things that you have to look at and say what is the main priority at the moment. Like, you know, and for us, our main priority is to try and get through against Everton. Whereas last year in the FA Cup, it wasn't the major priority. It was third in line compared to the semi-final of the Capital One Cup and the Premier League picking up more points to get out of trouble, which I always knew we were going to do. When all the players that were available became fit again.
Has it lost a bit of its glamour? You know, playing the third round over 5 days.
It depends what you call about has it lost its glamour, because it still has it's lost its glamour in terms of attendances. I think if you look at the attendances across the board, and I think that the attendances have gone down rapidly in terms of FA Cup. So, but has it lost its glamour? No, because It's heightened its glamour by the fact that it probably gives non-league teams and lower league teams more opportunity to beat bigger teams. And everybody says every year for the last... Well, when did I start to recognise the FA Cup? About 8 or 9. It was all about the underdog knocking out the big boy. So it hasn't lost its glamour. In actual fact, there's not as been as many shocks, I don't think, this time round, apart from perhaps Sheffield United, QPR. There's not been as many big shocks as there is in round three normally. So, but there's been some great games over the weekend that people have enjoyed. The glamour of the cup is there, particularly for the lower league sides that have managed to get through to the third round.